101.3 WHUR, old school 90s. And now this is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown. Of course, Frank Ski is on vacation, but we've got the superstar, the celebrity co-host with us today, Candace Dillard of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Hi, Candace.
Hey, hey, hey. How's it going? Very excited to be here.
I'm very happy to have you. So, Candace, one thing many people probably don't know about you is you actually worked in the White House during the Obama administration, correct?
I did. Yes. I never saw myself getting into politics, but I happened to be in Washington, D.C., at Howard University during President Obama's first term, during his first term. And I would have kicked myself if I did not at least try to throw my name in the hat to say that I could have been a part of the history of being a part of the administration of the first Black president of the United States. And so I shot my shot, and I was able to work in the offices of public engagement and intergovernmental affairs. And it was one of the most challenging jobs I've ever had, but the most fun. We worked long hours, and it's a lot of pressure. But to say, you know, forevermore that I got to work for President Barack Obama, it makes it all worth it.
So what did you actually, what did you go to Howard for? What was your degree in?
My degree is in communications with a concentration in broadcast news. So shout out to formerly the John H. Johnson School of Communications. I wanted to be Frederica Whitfield. I wanted to be the news anchor and, you know, go back, because I'm from Atlanta, go back to Atlanta and work for CNN. That was my initial goal. But, you know, you get to college, you discover things about yourself. And my path took me on a different trajectory, and it took me to the political realm for some time. I also, after my time in the White House, got to reelect President Obama. I worked as a field organizer in Southampton Roads, Virginia. So for about a year, I was doing probably the second hardest job I've ever done in my life, is field organizing, trying to reelect our president and running neighborhood teams. I was also a campus organizer for Old Dominion University and Norfolk State University. So shout out to NSU and ODU. I still keep in touch with a lot of those students. So definitely a lot of challenging but fun times that I said I would never do another campaign again, because it was that crazy. Wow. Campaign life is like savage.
Yeah.
But I would do it again, given the right circumstances and the right people. I would do it again.
Wow. So, I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts and feelings about the current administration and just the craziness with this election. Have you yet voted?
We are actually going to vote this week.
Okay.
I think that, number one, you know, this is the most important election of our lifetimes. And I know we say that every year, or every 4 years, and it's always, you know, sound the alarms, ring the alarms. We got to all hands on deck. We got to get to this. And if we make it this hugely important task, right? But honestly and truly, this election is going to change the course of history. And much of that history is already being written with this very rushed, very haphazard confirmation of our latest Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett, which is very disappointing. I'm honestly disgusted by it. The majority of the people have spoken, the American people let us know and told the Congress and the president that they did not want this, that they did not want us to rush into a confirmation, and that typically, traditionally, if it comes up that we have to confirm a new Supreme Court justice, the respectful thing to do is to wait and allow the new administration to do that. And with us being so close to the election, it just underscores even more how important it is for us to really take our votes seriously when we're putting people into positions of leadership and power. And I think I personally have seen enough from this president, from this administration, for me to know that we don't need him. We don't need his demagoguery. We don't need his foolishness or his craziness. And he needs to go before he does more irreparable damage to our country and to the morale and the soul of our nation.
Absolutely. And it's unfortunate that just the way politics works and the domino effect it has with now Amy Coney Barrett being the new justice.
So
it
sad.
Could affect a woman's right to choose. It's definitely
absolutely.
It could affect healthcare. It could affect
yes.
so many things, and it's just yeah. unfortunate. So like people really need to understand that they need to vote on every level because
had yes.
Trump not been in a position that he is in, we wouldn't. You know, there's a chance that we wouldn't be, you know, making these rush decisions and having
yeah. someone
who was only an attorney. She's only been in
for 5 minutes.
For 5 whole minutes.
Okay.
Which is crazy. And now you have a life appointment.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it makes sense, though, when you think about who appointed her.
Right.
This man, what is his skill set to run a country? Running a business that has gone bankrupt how many times? 6, 7, 8, 9 times, you know, who's paid $5 in taxes, $750 in taxes. It's like the apple and the tree. And of course, he's going to, you know, pull from his tree, his very weak and twiggy, skinny tree that really has no value and adds nothing to, as I said, the soul of our country, the soul of our nation. And the soul of our nation is at stake. And it's gut-wrenching and so disappointing to think, and scary. I think that's the word that really comes to mind first. It's scary to think that this woman, Amy Coney Barrett, is going to potentially change the trajectory of our country. There are so many laws and so many hearings that are on the books to be heard and decided on just days after the election on November 3rd, one being ACA, the Affordable Care Act. There are provisions of Roe versus Wade that she will certainly try to overturn. And that infringes, I take my rights as a woman very seriously, okay? I'm a feminist through and through. And I've never been one to believe that the government should have a say in what happens with my uterus, okay? And I don't think that any woman, any legal system, any political system, any government should have so much say in what I do with my body. And the fact that we are now moving into a space where a justice is tipping the scale so much that she could change the course of history, it blows my mind. It's frightening to me. It's frightening.
We are in studio. We have the superstar Candace Dillard from Real Housewives of Potomac and so much more on the Frank Ski Show today. We've got more coming up. Keep listening. It's 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. Frank Ski. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s. And now this is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown, and we have superstar Candace Dillard hanging out with us today. Candace, I want to talk
yes.
to you about everything going on with you currently. Let's start with the show, though, The Real Housewives of Potomac, which is
that crazy show. Oh, my gosh. It's
that crazy show. Did you ever think it would be as crazy as it is?
Absolutely. 1000% not. No. I never really saw myself moving into the reality television world, to be honest. But the opportunity presented itself. And I always say to anyone that asks me about joining a reality, the reality world, is when you go into it, you have to go into it with a set of goals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just allow these networks and these executives and the audience to just take and take and take and take from you, you're depleted and your cup is perpetually empty. You have to pour into yourself and come into this space with a set of goals. And I did. I knew, and my husband and I both knew, we set goals for ourselves as individuals and as a couple to use this platform to advance our careers and accomplish our goals and our dreams. So me being able to work on an EP or maybe an LP, depending, we may have an LP on our hands, but
okay.
I just finished recording 4 amazing songs
wow.
That I'm really excited to bring to you. There are film, there's television in the works. So a lot of great things that have come from this show. But not to jump the gun, to answer
sure.
your question, no. Can I say H-E double hockey sticks on the radio? Hell no, I did not ever see myself in this space, especially season 5. Season five, I'm like, I'm clutching my pearls. I'm like, I'm massaging my temples because this is, it's nowhere near where I thought I would be. I never saw myself in a position to have to be defending myself physically, defending my reputation, defending my humanity. And as incredible as our viewership can be, they can also be really awful.
Oh yeah.
And they are so quick to jump up and pass judgment. And, you know, it doesn't help that you have people on the show who make a sport of perpetuating lies and fairy tale versions of what actually happened. Mm. And the audience just takes it and they run with it. And I'm powerless. I can't control it. And that's been a huge adjustment for me, is feeling so out of control of my own narrative.
Yeah. Because it is reality TV, do you feel like, are you worried about going into, you know, season five with just not knowing that some, I mean, they could have a million bodyguards around. They could tell you guys a million times, like, this is what we're not going to do. No one puts their hands on each other. But at any moment when tempers fly, like, what if something happens? Like, is it even worth your mental health to chance it?
No, it's not. It's never worth your mental stability. And I have learned that exponentially. I have learned that this year, that I have to take care of my mental state before anything else. And I have to set parameters and boundaries around myself. And I have done that. And I have the right to choose who I want to work with and who I will not work with, who I absolutely will never work with again. And I have drawn those lines in the sand. And, you know, what the people want to do with that is up to them.
How do you feel about going into the reunion special?
I'm stressed within an inch of my life. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out like what kind of CBD oil I need to be rubbing on my temples and, you know, what do I need to do, Lord? What kind of prayers do I need to be sending up to get me through it? It's going to be brutal. It's going to be intense. It's the first reunion I'm not looking forward to. So it's going to be a lot. I know it is.
Are you open to an apology from her? Are you open to like possibly trying to figure out, you know, how to make amends? I mean, let me say this too. I saw where she was getting therapy and going through some healing. Do you think that if y'all could see the look on Candace's face, but what if people do change? Like, would you be open to that?
Here's some, I'm just give you some timeline intel here. So we filmed this show from Labor Day to about December 13th last year, 2019. So everything you're seeing now was filmed in that window. If you've paid attention to the press, to social media, there has been a barrage of lies and fairy tales and lion witch wardrobe stories that have come from her camp. Not apologizing, blaming me, writing me songs, celebrating what was done. If you ask me, what you're seeing now is an Emmy Award-winning performance to try and save one's own behind.
Okay.
Who she really is and how she really feels has been revealed since in the aftermath of the show wrapping. She still has only apologized to her fans when the person that needs the apology is not the fans. It's the person that she put her hands on. She has my number. She knows where I live. She knows how to get in touch with me through many mediums, and she has chosen not to do that. So any apology that she offers me when there are six or seven cameras rolling, that's not for me. That's for her. Mm-hmm. And I don't receive an apology for her.
I can respect that. Let's talk about your music and your acting coming up. Is that cool?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that.
We've got more with Candace Dillard, Real Housewives of Potomac on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now this is the Frankski Show. I am Nina Brown. As I mentioned earlier, Frankski is on vacation, but we have the superstar Candace Dillard from the Real Housewives of Potomac hanging out with us today. And Candace, you wear many hats. You have many talents. Not only did
you
go to Howard University, our beautiful Howard University, but you also spent time in the White House. You helped get President Obama reelected. You are on TV every night. Every weekend, every Sunday.
Every week, yes. And
you are also doing music and acting. Like, what don't you do? Tell us more about that. And you've got a hairline. I can't even keep up with all the things.
I don't know how I keep up with it all either. It's insane. But I'm so excited about all of the blessings, really. They're blessings that I get to sort of live and revel in. I was saying earlier, it's just using this platform, this incredible platform that I have on Bravo TV to express myself and show my art and show, you know, my true love to the world. And that is art. So working on my music, as I said, we have an EP/LP in the works. I just came out of the studio working on four incredible, incredible songs. And I can't wait for you to hear them. It's a little R&B, it's a little bit of pop, there's a little bit of rock in there, there's some gospel, because shout out to the Howard Gospel Choir, that's my family, and that's where so many of my memories come from being in HGC, so I had to pay homage to my love for Jesus, and I have a little miniature gospel song there, and we're working on other music. I'm writing, I have amazing co-writers, I have amazing producers that are just, I don't deserve them, but for some reason, the Lord saw fit to bestow them upon me. So music is coming very soon, top of the year. Start looking for that. And I'm really excited to talk about it and perform it for you. I'm also really excited about my acting career, which is, it's weird to say, because it's like, am I an actor? But I am an actor. So I wrapped the Netflix show, a really amazing show called Family Reunion, starring Tia Mowry and Loretta Devine and Richard Roundtree. I played a really hilarious character named Sunita Chanel. She's this pretentious French woman. So I can't wait for you guys to see that. I also recently just wrapped a Christmas film for BET.
Wow.
We're not dropping the details just yet, but that will be popping up in the next month or two for the holiday season. And I love Christmas. I love the holidays. I love Christmas movies. So the fact that I got to play a pretty awesome, but very different than Candace role was fun and really exciting.
Well, shout out to you. Shout out to everything wonderful you have going on. We have I See You coming up. So we want to definitely play that and support you. But thank you for hanging out with us today on The Frank Ski Show. We appreciate you, Candace. And you got to come back and hang out with us.
I definitely will come back. HUR is family. It's home. It's, you guys have been loving on me from the very beginning. Shout out to DJ Iron back there, you know, working the magic, being the wizard. You all have supported me from jump, and I will always come back and chat with you all.
We appreciate it. It's 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. Hey, it's 5 o'clock. Oh. It's time for DJ Herb to rock. Let's start this mix off right. Big shout out to Candace Dillard, who hung out with us. This is her single, I See You. Let's go, DJ Herb. It's 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.
Candace, you got one. You got one.
Yeah.
Send my Drake bartender. You know I see you.